Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. So let's hear Saban now go after Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M. Go ahead, Sean. Play Nick Saban.
And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Oh, they won't be able to sustain it. Alabama, they can pay their coach more money than anybody else. They can pay their staff more than anybody else. What? So they don't really have boosters? So there aren't real companies tied to Alabama? So where's all the money coming from for all these kids over the years? Just wondering. Can I wonder? Well, I won't be able to keep up. And Texas A&M didn't buy those players. Those are other companies and people that gave those players the money, not Texas A&M. Nick Saban goes after Jackson State. Deion Sanders, Division II. Like, that should matter to them, but they did get the number one recruit in the country, right? And here's, you know, this is a world where if you repeat a lie enough, they believe it. You know, that's been proven already. You can just repeat a lie, repeat a lie, repeat a lie, and people get suckered. So here's Nick Saban telling a lie.
There are rules, just like Nate said. We have a rule right now that says you cannot use name, image, and likeness to entice a player to come to your school. Hell, read about it in the paper. I mean, Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year that was a really good Division I player to come to school. It was in the paper, and they bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it.
That's because Jackson State did not give the player $1 million. But again, there'll be stupid enough people that will then listen to Saban and then believe him and believe his lie. He also went after, you know, the University of Miami. John Ruiz was very quick to squash what Nick Saban put out there. And I tweeted out, you can go to my Twitter page at Big O Show. And I'm going to read you the tweet from John Ruiz. It says, shocking. Saban stated in his speech that Miami at LifeWallet paid a player $400K a year, but that's not actually true NIL. Saban's statement contains admissions that he and the school involved themselves in their players' NIL deals. Those are clear NCAA violations. So he's actually admitting to a violation for Alabama. Oh, yes. By the way, we do. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say Prime actually came back after Coach Saban, too. Manny had retweeted. I don't know if you saw.
I saw it, but the problem is Fantastic Voyage is playing. If you listen to it.
Oh, this isn't the video. This is his tweet.
Oh,
he
okay.
just tweeted this.
Oh, he just tweeted.
Well, no, well, not just, but like 12 hours, right?
Right. Well, happened, well this is part of the, yeah, because there's an audio to this.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the audio.
But they're playing Fantastic Voyage, and I said, damn, it ruined it. Now we can't play it because
gotcha.
YouTube's going to, you know, stick it to us. So that's why I didn't send it to gotcha. You. It says, you best believe I will address that lie Coach Saban told, and I was awakened by my son that sent me the article stating that we paid Travis Hunter $1 million to play to come here. We as people don't have to pay our people to play with our people. Let me tell you something. Nick Saban has found himself in a fire now that he's not going to enjoy, because now people are going to investigate him, and they've done a bunch of dirty shit, like most of the SEC teams. I mean, give me a break, dude. What are we, stupid here? But I just want you to think about this. The richest schools that have been throwing around their richness for years behind the scenes are worried about throwing their richness around in public? Why would they be complaining about a game that they should be very good at? I just want you to think about those things. Maybe that bullshit that we kept feeding ourselves, that, oh, well, Alabama must have some great people that support the program. Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't have those kind of boosters. Maybe they acted like they were those guys, but somebody else was giving them the money for them to do that.
That or as the other, what you stated, they don't want them representing companies.
Just saying.
Jimbo Fisher today in his...
What'd he say?
All right. Oh, this is so good. I wish I could do it in Jimbo Fisher's accent.
Well, you saw... Oh, I sent you a video of...
Well, no. That was, I think, he was responding that night. This is from the conference today.
Right.
That just concluded a little bit ago. He said, some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal.
Right.
We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it, and it's despicable. And then, of course, our good...
Nick Saban should not be talking shit about anybody, dude. He needs to shut the hell up, but I'm glad he didn't, because this is... There's hell coming for Nick Saban now.
And then two separate tweets that came out of it. Jimbo Fisher ends an explosive press conference after 10 minutes calling Nick Saban despicable, saying he ignored Saban's call. They're done. And saying Saban should have been slapped more as a child. Then the actual comment, Brett McMurphy said, Jimbo Fisher, I don't cheat. I don't lie. If you did, my old man slapped me across the face. Maybe someone should have slapped him.
Right. Play the audio.
Yep. This is
Here's Jimbo Fisher reacting right after hearing about Saban running his mouth. Here you go.
Thing, how about this coaches are supposed to be doing the right thing? And I'll tell you what, I know how some of those guys recruit too. Go dig into that. I know the history, I know the tradition, I know things. Trust me, you don't want to go down that avenue.
Saban has opened up Pandora's box, baby. And I can't wait to see now some... You just gave a whole bunch of people all the motivation. Dude, you're Nick Saban in Alabama. You have no room to complain about anything. You can't cry poor ever. But I'm still wondering why they can't share their riches in public. They're wondering that. Lots of kids at Florida, Florida State, and the University of Miami are good enough to be represented by John Ruiz. Life Wallet says, yeah, Seminoles, Gators, Canes. Yeah, FAU too, right? And FIU. I think he has FIU and FAU players too. Life Wallet is spreading the love on different schools all across the state. And they feel those kids do a good job in representing their company. I'm just wondering, why aren't kids good enough to represent Alabama booster companies? I'm just saying, you know?